This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
He's made very good progress, very quick progress. You know, it's only been about 3 to 4 weeks. One of the weeks was a no pad. It was a Thursday night week. I think his first week was the Miami game, right? Not surprised because we heard so many good things about him, but even better than advertised. Kind of guy he is, how smart he is. Physical talent, all those different kind of things. Yeah, you got to try to just determine the, I guess it's like grading on the curve. You know, you just got to kind of determine it, you know, scale it out. And how much do we want to impact our game planning, or how much does it need to? Last week, it didn't impact us at all. This week, we know it's going to be Tyrod, so that helps us. But we also know that, you know, Justin Fields could very well come in the game and play certain plays or packages or whatever. So we've got to be ready for that too. I guess you go back as far as you can remember, you know, and I can't remember a lot, but I remember enough, I guess. And really, you just take it for what you need to do to play your best defensive football against their offense in this game. So it's mainly what he's done this year, but we also track, of course, on all players, we track tape back.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, yesterday meeting with the media, talking about Tyrod Taylor. And the question was, how far back they'll go to look at game film to prepare for Tyrod. Not like John Harbaugh was like, man, it's been so long, I can barely remember that he played for us. It was more in regards to what he brings to the equation as the quarterback, and also talked about how the team deals with possible quarterback changes. For instance, Cleveland, that was in-game. Mm-hmm. Dylan Gabriel gone, concussion. Shador Sanders comes in, and he brought up, John, the possibility that if Tyrod's not getting it done, then Justin Fields could possibly be part of the equation. So they have all their bases covered. So for people that may be listening to that going like, John Dunn barely remembers who the bleep Tyrod Taylor is, he does, but it's been a while since they've gone against him and since Tyrod's had an extended run as the starting quarterback.
Yeah, because you forget that he is 36 years old. That's the thing.
He was on a Super Bowl team.
Yeah. So I went back and I watched, you know, I went back. And Bob, he's played in 3 games this year. Tampa was the one that he started. He had decent stats in that one. Otherwise, he came in during the game. Like the Carolina game, he was, what, 10 of 22 with a couple picks. He did not play well in that one. Like, his movement and stuff is not great. And I think that, you know, will they have a package for Fields? Probably some option stuff, I would imagine, some run stuff. And it's going to be really interesting to see, Bob, what Tyrod can do, because it limits them, because he can't run like he could run when he was with the Ravens. He is not quick or fast as like that now. So it's, he's He's got a little mobility, Bob, but he doesn't have Justin Fields mobility. So it's a totally different. It's like he's going to be throwing more from the pocket and stuff and maybe some rollouts, but they'll throw it. They'll feel more comfortable throwing it with Tyrod than they would Justin.
But I guess what John Harbaugh was explaining, and we'll hear from Zach Orr today, that we're prepared
for
in
both.
Preparing for all circumstances that Jets are going to, no pun intended, throw at them Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, no question about it. No question about it. But, and we'll do the film, Bob. I mean, because when you look at them, I mean, without Wilson and stuff, I mean, they're extremely limited in the pass game. That's going to be the issue. So, I mean, does he have anybody that you're afraid that can beat you? No, I mean, you know, that Addison kid, Bob, he's a really nice, he's 6'2". You know, he's what you want until the ball's thrown.
Adonai Mitchell, you mean?
Yeah, or Mitchell. So, yeah.
I mean, he's fast.
He's fast.
That was his deal coming out of college.
And, Bob, he had three balls that, I mean, right in his, he dropped them. I mean, they went right through his hands. They were like...
They try to get him involved.
They did. And he runs good routes, but he can't catch it.
Well, he's known for when he was in Indy early in the year, dropping the ball before he crossed the goal line.
Yeah, yeah.
Which would have been a touchdown for him. But either way, Ravens defensively understand, and we'll get into the film, and Vinny's going to give his keys here as the show progresses. You know, stopping Breece Hall is probably going to be paramount, at least in neutralizing the Jets' offense.
That's number one thing, Bob, is to stop the run. You know, can Tyrod beat you throwing? And with that receiving core, I don't see how.
5-8-8-1-0-5-7 The Fan, it's Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send a request. Plaza for text line. Nolan McGraw is waiting for you starting 11 o'clock. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. Also heard John Harbaugh talking about Draymond Jones coming in and, you know, adapting to the Ravens' defense as quickly as he has. Denard Wilson was the DC there, who was a Ravens coach, former Terp. But Draymond's come in and, what, 4 quarterback hits in 2 games, and as you broke down the film yesterday, moving him up and down the line, where in Tennessee it appeared as though he was mainly an edge rusher.
Yeah, never saw him. I mean, I watched the last 3 games of the season at Tennessee. They never put him inside. They always lined him up outside, which he played well in. And now the Ravens are taking advantage of him on the inside. And then if I'm a betting man in this game with watching their offensive line, he's going to be lined up on the inside in this game too. Some
also heard John talk about Emory Jones, his status, and when he could possibly be ready to help the cause on the O-line. Shoulder rectified. Because he's been practicing for a while now.
Yes.
And apparently throughout the maybe not center, but the guard tackle positions on both sides. When are we going to see him? Given the woes of the offensive line.
Yeah. Well, you know what would be interesting to know, Bob, is with Voorhees not practicing, who was playing left guard? To me, that's kind of the key. Was it Bullock or was it Emory Jones?
Or your boy.
I don't think it's Ben Cleveland, but I would imagine it's one of those two guys. And I hope that Voorhees is not hurt, but I hope he can't play Sunday.
No, I feel what you're saying, that he's
I want to look at somebody else. The biggest thing with Emory Jones Jr. is, Bob, the speed of game is going to be different than the speed of practice. So, like, initially it's going to be, this will be his first contact since the Senior Bowl, game contact since the Senior Bowl. So the speed and everything, how is he ramped up to that? That's why I would prefer if Bullock plays, but we'll see if Voorhees is practicing today.
Now we have Jim Smith joining us, bottom of the hour, athletic director, University of Maryland, and we'll talk about Maryland, Michigan coming up on Saturday. Last home game of the season for the Terps. Mike Loxley staying around. Jim Smith sent a letter to Maryland fans, and we'll get into that, of course. But last night, Maryland men, Mount St. Mary's, what a hell of a game it turned out to be. 95-90 in overtime. Remember, 2 tournament teams from 2025. Both teams have massive changeovers from their previous season. Diggy Coit hits a three, sends the game in overtime. He scores 41. I mean, it was an incredible game. It was fun. Malkin just kept matching. And Maryland was behind by five in the final 2 minutes. Round up tying it, getting it into overtime. So Maryland now 4-1. They go out to Vegas, got UNLV and Gonzaga looming. But Baba Oladokun committed to Maryland yesterday. Five-star recruit. We've talked to Keith Kavanaugh. We've talked to Jeff Berman. We've talked to Dave LaMonaco. Not happening to Maryland. It was Arkansas. Nike school. You correlate the tennis shoes and the NIL money and everything that goes along with it. But he's from, you know, Montgomery County. And he committed yesterday to Maryland. Silver Spring, Maryland. That's PG County, I believe. He committed to Maryland. Five-star recruit. 6'10", buck 95. Like a stretch four, more of a, like Jalen Smith physically. Maybe doesn't shoot it as well as Sticks did coming out of high school. Another McDonald's All-American, five-star. He reclassified from 27 to 26. Obviously, NIL money is going to be part of this equation. But the local ties, he's got family that attends the University of Maryland. If you saw his announcement, everyone's wearing Terps shirts and hats. It was pretty cool to see. But a swing where it went from Arkansas leader, and then Georgetown was coming in with their money. Keep in mind, Georgetown's closer to, well, Silver Spring, Georgetown, kind of the same thing. They were all in, Ed Cooley with the NIL money. But then Maryland, I guess, tug at the heartstrings, and Buzz Williams doing a lot of things to get him in there. Buzz, a religious man, and so is Bob and his family. That might, I don't know, what had anything to do with it. But he committed to Maryland. He's class of 26, Maryland's recruiting class, with Caden House committing a couple of weeks ago, four-star guard out of Arizona, among others. I mean, they've got the number two or three ranked recruiting class in the country heading into the 2026 process here. So Buzz Williams getting it done on the recruiting trail. And as we saw with this year's team, he can get it done in the portal, too.
Well, I think what's going to help him, Bob, when you get an elite guy like that, you know, other people want to come, you know, so it'll be easier for him in the portal to go, hey, you come play with this dude, you know.
Well, so they got Adams. They flipped him from UConn. So he had a big game last night, especially at the foul line. Derek Queen, he was a Willard guy, but he was Baltimore. He was all day long. He said, I'm from Baltimore. And we'll get into him and then whip around. He had a monster game last night for the Pelicans, to the point where even the Joker was kissing his ass. And now it's 3 years in a row you've got a five-star recruit coming to College Park, and two of them are buzzworthy. Yeah. I mean, Turge got Diamond Stone. He got Sticks. He got Herter. He got Jake Layman. I mean, he got NBA guys. I mean, Willard brought in Derek Queen. And now Buzz, I mean, he's got two five-stars on his resume. The portal's going to be huge. I mean, Buzz Williams getting it done. Yeah, they survived the mount last night. Win's a win. But the future is bright, it seems, in College Park for men's basketball. We'll come back. Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Your prediction for the Ravens and Jets. Ravens 13.5-point favorites. No Lamar practice. Is this a big deal? Two Wednesdays in a row, but different injury designations. Last week it was a knee. This week it's an ankle. I'm wondering where the other guys are. Like half the team didn't practice yesterday. Are you really in a position where you can, you know, rest guys?
Well, the thing that bothered
me. You got a short week next week,
too. Yeah, the thing that bothered me a little bit, Bob, when I saw Roquan's listed as a hammy, you know, and that's what he had before. So did he retweak the hammy? That to me was. That to me was like the biggest concern. Lamar's thing, I think that's, you know, when you get the crap beat out of you, you know.
And he did.
Oh, no doubt. And Hamilton, same with Hamilton, you know, all the physical stuff. Missing a Wednesday is nothing to me, you know. And kind of Harp said the same thing, that then it's Thursday. Are they there on Thursday? And then Friday is the critical day. But, I mean, I want to see them all back today.
Yeah. And if we're missing Lamar, that's a major concern.
That is.
And then if others are added. But again, we're about 3.5 hours away from giving a attendance report. Vinny and Haney, total request Thursday. Nolan McGraw's over there ready to light up your world. So get on in here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan. Maryland football getting 13.5 against Michigan. Maybe 135 might be the lottery number today. The pick three. Let's get on in there. Terps get the big basketball recruit. Now, we can't talk about that with Jim Smith, but we can bring it up that it's good news for Buzz Williams, and they survive Mount St. Mary's in arguably the best game of the night in college basketball. There were some other dramatic things. National level, Arizona beat UConn, and Danny Hurley was running hot after the game. Alabama won at Illinois. There were some other good things that went on. But that Maryland-Mount game turned out to be a very entertaining, if not longer than anticipated, basketball game. Orioles aren't getting good grades, apparently, for the Ward-Rodriguez trade. If you want to hand out yours, feel free to do so. It's 5880-1057. The Fan, Nolan McGraw. Let's go to Ed and Arbutus. Ed, what's up?
Bob, Benny, good morning to both of you gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning, Benny. Ravens, favorable home field advantage scheduled to conceivably complete the month of November in the span of just 1 week from today, stacking victories to be 7-5 to start the month of December. Regardless of the tough start to this season, Ravens can still control their own destiny one game at a time. Team defense has reliably settled into their roles, playing fast and ball hawking. Ravens offense remains talent-wise fully capable to be matchup superior to anyone. However, they must improve red zone TD efficiency. Have a scripted play sheet array of at least 4 or 5 priority intended play calls to cross the goal line. First and goal, the first 3 plays belong to the players. Fourth down belongs to the coach. Do not pass up early points that you know will have late game meaning. Last thing today, gentlemen, brief college football comment. I've always been a diehard Terps fan, first and foremost. second favorite team, hands down, has always been the traditional mystique of Notre Dame and the Gold Helmets. Historically, always been a program of blocking and tackling superiority of all opposition. Currently on an 8-game winning streak, three tremendous offensive skill players on that team, possibly the best in the nation at tailback, tight end, and wide out. That's it today, gentlemen. I thank you for your courtesy.
There's Ed coming in hot with his Ravens analysis. Yeah. A little half-assed Terps love there, but yeah. Really smooching that Notre Dame ass here.
Well, you know what's cool about that? He mentioned tight end, Bob, and Eli Reardon was like Scott Reardon. His grandpa is like one of my best friends, and he was our strength coach at Notre Dame when I was there. So when I turn on, I'm always watching Eli, number 9, the tight end, and he's going to be in the draft this year. And right now he's projected as like a third rounder, but he's like 6'6", about 245, and can run. So, yeah, that was interesting. But back to Ed's point about the red zone. You know, you can have all the plays we talk about it every day. You can have all the plays you want, but if you don't block them, it doesn't matter.
Let's get back to the phones. Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Oh no! Hey, you in a tube today, or are you wearing your cowboy hat?
No,
the hell's going on with you?
I'm good, man. I was going through a little mess the other day, man. The TSA and all that, man, harassing me. You know, I had my Cowboys gear on. You know, they jealous because we won and everything like that. You know how that go.
We won.
Yeah, you got to stop the we stuff.
Yeah. My bad.
How about
I'm
trying to put you in the queue territory with this? They call it up. Yeah,
no, us. No, don't do that. Don't do that, man. But so I hear Lamar is a little banged up, man. They held him out of practice the other day, right?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. I'm not really nervous about that because at the end of the day, it is the Jets, though. So, I mean, worst case scenario, not saying Lamar not going to play, but if we got to go with Huntley, right? Huntley, come on, man. He can handle business against the Jets. Who are they starting quarterback? Who are they starting, Tyrod Taylor or Fields?
Taylor? Yes.
Oh, so Tyrod, I mean, he probably got a little axe to grind, you know, against his former team. But I'm not worried about that at all. I'm just still concerned about this offensive line. Mm-hmm. And I was on the morning show this morning, right? You know, I bring up something. I was like that the Ravens really don't put up a good effort to draft tackles in the draft. Like, I mean, other than Ogden – Ronnie Stanley and everything like that. I think it was one more tackle
Michael
we drafted
Orr.
In the first round.
Michael Orr.
Michael Orr, but they never want to move up. And offensive lineman, believe it or not, that's one of your most important positions on the team. You know, it's protecting your quarterback and everything, man. They let people fall to where they fall, like the Voorhees. They try to make, you know, players out of him and Emory Jones and Falele's and all these type of characters like that, man. You know, you can't win no Super Bowl with these type of guys on your offensive line, in my opinion, you know. So, I mean, hopefully they come up with something because, I mean, it's only going to get tough at the end of the season, man. Especially we make the playoffs and play against real teams, though. Yeah. So.
Hopefully they. Cowboys, they, we. Ravens, we. They. And they.
Hey, man.
All right, Sean. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Get that pick in tomorrow. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. But, yeah, you look at the lineage of the draft.
But Bob, let's look at the O-line right
now. Ogden and Stanley were high.
Oh, yeah, top 10 picks.
Top 6. Yeah. And Orr was in that ballpark, I think.
Was he that high?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But I mean,
let me double check though.
But when you look at the O-line, your left tackle's a first rounder, your right tackle's a second rounder, your center's a first rounder. You know, and then your a fourth rounder at right guard and a seventh rounder at left guard. I mean, you can't have all
Orr was 23rd. Yeah, excuse me.
You can't have all first-round picks in your old line. I mean, the Jets got a top 10 pick at left tackle and right tackle.
Ravens secondary's got chock full of first-round picks.
Yeah, that's...
And we're starting to see them actually start to play up to
no question.
That level. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Jim Smith, Maryland Athletic Director, talk about the big, exciting win last night against Mount St. Mary's. By the way, Mount's got a good team. Once they get into conference play in the MAC, 2A's, they're going to be all right. But we'll talk to him about that. He can't talk about the big recruit get for Buzz Williams, but we'll allude to it. We'll try to be cagey in the reference. And then Maryland football, last game, home game of the season against Michigan. Maryland wins 2 in a row. They're going to a bowl game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up Saturday against Michigan, and then lacrosse soccer field was announced. Lacrosse will be here before you know it. Believe it or not, but SEAD is sponsored by the Green Turtle, featuring the Turtle Trio. Three favorites for $15.99 plus $2 off personal pitchers. He's the AD. He's Jim Smith. Jim, good morning. How are you feeling?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Vinny. Good to be with you guys today.
Now, hell of a game last night against Mount St. Mary's. And Buzz got the big recruiting news, which you're obviously not allowed to talk about, but still big news nonetheless. But the Mount brings it. And Donnie Lynn's a hell of a coach. They were an NCAA tournament team last year. They lost most of their firepower from that team, but they gave Maryland everything they could handle and then some. But Diggy Coit having one of the great individual games in Maryland history, 41 points at the game-tying three, made some big shots in overtime. So, yeah, it's Mount St. Mary's. Maryland had won 13-0 against them now historically, but it won the first 12 by an average of 25, 30 points. That was an entertaining game and a litmus test win for them, I would think, minus three starters.
Well, so give the Mount some credit for shooting the three, because my gosh, every time they took a shot, it seemed like it went in from three, and they competed the whole game, but really proud of the effort of the Terps. When you look across the court and you see the number of guys out with injury, I think we had eight players dressed last night. And, you know, so a lot of guys are getting a lot of time. We have more than eight. We probably had 10 dressed. But eight that played, and you know, a lot of guys getting a lot of time, stretching them into overtime, and then Diggy just had, you know, he had the best game ever in the Xfinity, 41 points, and was just on fire. Had a great game all the way around. Really proud of the effort. Buzz is coaching at a level that, you know, for what he's having to deal with all the injuries, he's really getting it done for the Terps. And then, you know, somehow the crowd just kind of erupted in the middle of the first half, and we got some news. It was great.
Yeah. Don't want to get you in trouble because we all heard the news. I don't want to brag, but I heard the news a couple hours before it was going to happen. But anyway, now you're off to Vegas. And the big win against Marquette, Pharrell Payne goes down, but you know, hopefully he'll be back sooner than later. So now you're off to this road trip. You got UNLV, Gonzaga awaits, and they're always a formidable team out there as well. So what about this first road trip, one of these holiday tournaments around Thanksgiving time?
Yeah, no, great, great tournament. Going to continue to get bigger every year. Glad we're a part of it. You know, big test on the road, two really good games. And I think, you know, we're showing that we're, you know, we can play in close games and we can win close games. So, you know, we just got to go out and play like we've been playing and shoot the ball well and play some defense. And, you know, we're going to get some wins. Coach has really done a good job pulling this team together in a really short period of time.
Hey, Jim, with the Loxley situation, why did you decide to do that now? And what went into, you know, your thought process and who was involved besides you?
So, hey, Vinny, great, very fair question. Look, I said it for the entire year. I believe in Locks. I'm confident that we have the right foundations in place. You know, I look at the recruiting class and see, you know, what is coming, what we're going to be able to retain. I'm in the locker room and watching practice. The energy is still really good. All the pieces are there. The results haven't been where we want, but the pieces are really coming into place. And so at that point in time, you just had to make sure everybody knew we're confident in where we're going, make sure all our recruits know that, you know, we are the place they want to be. Maryland is going to win in football. We're going to compete. And, you know, we just needed to make sure everybody knew that now.
All right, Jim, like I think I read right that you, like, he's coming back for 26. Is there a contract extension? And then you mentioned about new funds coming in. Where are the new funds coming from that you're adding to the program? And if there's new funds, why weren't they given to him last year, this past season?
So new funds coming from NIL deals. And I think that's part of it. Those are outside the department funds. Those aren't department funds. That we've been working on for really the 4 months that I got here is building out our NIL program. And, you know, and the reason why he didn't have them last year is because they didn't exist. So now we're, you know, we've got companies and people really getting behind football. And I feel really confident that, you know, those resources will make a difference for next year.
Well, the contract, where's this contract situation stand?
So I think if you ask any coach in any sport, doesn't matter whether it's football or any sport, I think everybody knows we're any athletic director. We're all in the year-to-year business. You know, so look, our contracts may say we're in until 2030, but the reality is, hey, look, it can change at any point in time. That's not suggesting it's going to. We've got 3 more years with Locks. Really excited to see how our 3-year plan goes together. But we all know the reality of the job that we're in.
Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We alluded to the soccer tournament field. I know the men lose to UCLA in the Big Ten tournament, but still, based on the undefeated regular season, get some postseason accolades. So tell the listeners, Jim, about what Maryland and Sasha, what their goal is and where their quest for the championship begins.
Yeah, Sasha's done a great job with soccer here for a long period of time. And this team's pretty special. So we're going to host a game on Sunday afternoon here in College Park. It'll be the second round of the tournament. We have a bye in the first one. And we're going to play the winner of a game that's being played tonight between North Florida and North Carolina. So we're excited to host that winner here on Sunday and you know, continue what we hope is the march to the Final Four in Cary, North Carolina, a little later this year.
Jim Smith, AD, University of Maryland. Jim, we appreciate the time. As always, I'm assuming we won't. Well, I ain't going to be here next Thursday. It's Thanksgiving.
Right.
So if we don't talk to you, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. Good luck in Vegas. Good luck Saturday at College Park. And good luck to the men in the soccer tournament there.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jim.
Right, Jim Smith, everybody.
Well, you forgot a song, Bob.
Huh?
Song.
He's all business. You want to call him back, Nolan? We'll come back. You got Jets film, Vinny. We got to get your stuff in here. We got the Jets film. Yeah. Jets fans, stick around and you want to hear this.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
881057, the fan total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it, send request. Plaza Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Get your votes in. Featured artist Friday at 11 o'clock. Phone calls coming in a minute, but right now let's break down the Jets on film. Let's start with the offense.
Yep, let's look at their wide receivers first. And their best receiver's out with injury, Wilson. He's a stud. He's a stud.
One of those Ohio State guys.
Yeah, which they're all good. Now, their three receivers, Adonai Mitchell, who we talked about earlier, he's number 15. He was traded with Indianapolis. Now, Adonai, he's 6 foot two. I mean, he looks how you want him to look. He can run. Not a great route runner. But he doesn't have good hands. He dropped three balls last week against New England. He dropped three right in his hands. So I don't, you know, he looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane right now.
Is there any other place to throw him the ball where he doesn't need to use his hands to catch
it? Chest. Right into his, right into the Labanza. All right. The other, Tyler Johnson, number 16, and John Mechie, number 3. You know, I mean, they're all kind of rejects from other teams is what they are. So, I mean, is there a guy that scares you? No. You know, can Mitchell beat you deep? Yes, he can. He's got that kind of speed, but will he catch it? All right. Their best player on offense is Breece Hall, the running back. He's very good. Kansas City tried to trade for him before the trade deadline, and the Jets wouldn't do it. But he's got start-stop, stutter-go, you know, and he's got some burst. He's a legit back, and he can catch it out of the backfield, too, and make plays. They play with a fullback, Andrew Beck, number 47. He's okay. And then Tyrod Taylor, quarterback. Tyrod is 36 years old now. It's his second start this year. And he doesn't move as well as he used to or as quick as he was at one time. Can he throw? Yeah, he throws all right. And he's going to want to get the ball out on time and do those types of things. I think they're going to blitz the heck out of him. I think they're going to come after him. You know, because if you stop the run, can Tyrod beat you? Now, they got a nice young tight end, Mason Taylor, which is Jason Taylor's son, who was second-round pick this past season. And he can catch the ball. He's our leading receiver.
Jason Taylor, the Hall of Fame defensive lineman?
Yep. You know who his uncle is, Bob? Zach Thomas.
Oh.
Because Jason married Zach's sister.
I thought it was going to be like Elvis or something like that. That would have been a crazy coincidence.
All right. Now, when you look at the offensive line, their left tackle, what they wanted to do, what they started last year was building the offensive line. They took Olu Fashanu from Penn State. What was it? 11th pick? He was picked high. And he's number 74 to left tackle. I saw him play at Penn State. He's a big, good-looking kid. He's not physical. He's not violent. You know, he likes to catch.
Yeah, he was number 11.
Yeah, 11th pick of the draft. But he is, I'm saying he's kind of a disappointment from what I've seen on film thus far. For the 11th pick of the draft, yeah. Does he, like in pass protection, he doesn't punch, lock out, use that long, like he's got 36-inch arms. He catches, he collapses, you know, and he's not strong at the point. So I think that they're going to be able to take advantage of him. Now, their left guard, familiar name, John Simpson, started here in Baltimore. And Simpson, number 76, struggles more in pass than he does run. Can take advantage. That's why I said, like, Draymond Jones, I think you put him on Simpson. You put him on a couple of the other guys that we're going to talk about. But Fashanu is, you know, a better run blocker, Bob, than he is pass. But they don't move their feet. And that's the same thing with Simpson. They come off and their feet stop.
Yeah, Simpson parlayed that great 2023 season into the free agent contract with the Jets.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing about those two guys, they don't move their feet when they come off the ball. So, you know, like the D linemen, you can stack them at the point because they don't knock anybody off. The center, Josh Myers, I'm not impressed with him, number 71. I think he has problems with run and pass. You know, I think he's a very average center. The right guard, number 66, Joe Tippmann, second round pick in 23. Kind of a tough guy that's not a great athlete. Lunges a lot. He'll lunge and miss. And I think the Ravens kind of like Cleveland. Stunt, twist, bring guys around, do all that. They don't react well to those types of things. Their best lineman is Armand Membu. First-round pick this year. I think he was seventh pick out of Missouri. He's a stud. He is a stud. He's good run pass, and, you know, he's got great base balance. I like him a lot. Now, overall, the offensive line, not impressed with their pass pro. If they have to drop back, they're going to give up some leakage, you know, and you can beat them. You can beat 4-5. Membu will be a little bit tougher, but, I mean, maybe a guy like Van Noy, because of his experience and stuff, he can maybe school the rookie at all. But overall, as a football team, well, if Fields comes in, they're going to run option ball and do those kind of things. They're going to take advantage of his legs. I expect to see him at some point in the game. Maybe a package, or maybe because Tyrod gets knocked out of the game or Tyrod struggles. Last game Tyrod played in, Bob, against Carolina, he was 10 out of 22 at two interceptions. So that, and it was over a month ago. So Tyrod, his last experience wasn't great. Played decent against Tampa. But overall, they're like fifth in rushing. They do a nice job in the rushing because of the running back. But are they, you know, great in the O-line? No. Are they great at wide receiver? No. I mean, that's why, you know, they've won two games this year, I think. So it's a offense that the defense should be able to take advantage of. And, Bob, if the Ravens can get ahead and they can't run the ball and you make them one-dimensional, I think they're going to get after their ass pretty good.
Jets quarterback's been sacked 36 times this year. And for elusive as Justin Fields is, he's been sacked 27 times.
Yeah.
And Tyrod in three games was sacked 9. But we'll get into their defense, the Jets, later in the program. So maybe they give him an opportunity to at least keep it close. When we come back, we'll talk about those Jets. Zach Rosenblatt from The Athletic and his thoughts on the team as they've been mired in mediocrity, less than mediocre football for many, many years. Whip around 11-15. Baltimore kid went off in the NBA last night. His team lost, but he earned the praise of one of the great players in the league. And then Vinny's keys to victory as the Ravens look to win their fifth straight game and get over 500 for the first time in 2025.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.